This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Purdue Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble will be in concert Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center. The program features music of Julie Giroux, as well as Robert Langenfeld, Henry Mancini included, as well as Percy Grainger, and a lot more. In the studio with me are John Sweet and Jay Gephardt, who are conducting the program. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Good to be here.
This is such a fun program. It's always great to hear wind music, especially at the Long Center, just a beautiful facility. John, your program, what's on it? Do you have any primary, really big pieces on the program, kind of centerpieces that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, we're doing a couple of, one that's new and one that's old. One that's old is Dublin Dances. It's been around for a little while now. Features three Irish folk songs, some of which I believe the audience will recognize and easily latch onto. It's a very accessible piece with some very beautiful melodies. Then we're also doing a piece by Robert Langenfeld that was brand new. I think in 2016 won the Claude T. Smith composition contest, and it's based on just a five-note motive, and it's called Spark, and the five-note motive just kind of embellishes and embellishes and embellishes to a great, exciting conclusion, and we're opening our concert with that.
So five notes. So just, are there just five notes in the whole piece?
No, or? It expands beyond those five notes, but it just starts with just this five or six note kind of thing at the beginning, and really just kind of explores that, almost like a bubbles coming up from a bottle at beginning and then roaring at the end. Mm.
Okay, sounds like a great piece. 2016, you mentioned a prize that it won. Is that awarded by Bandmasters Association? Or?
That's actually awarded by, I believe, the Claude T. Smith family. It's a memorial composition. Claude T. Smith was a famous composer that really came to life, I guess, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Okay, and you've got some other pieces on the program, too, not just those two, right? Percy Grainger?
Right, we're doing a little Percy Grainger, themes from Greenbushes. It's a familiar melody, kind of sounds like the sixth movement of Lincolnshire Poesy, if people are familiar with that. And then we're doing a David Del Tredici piece called Acrostic Song, which is a transcription from his work Final Alice. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very exciting program. The students have worked very hard.
That's great. And Jay Gephardt is here as well. He conducts the Purdue Wind Ensemble. After the Symphonic Band plays and there's a little intermission, the Wind Ensemble will kick off their half of the program with a piece called Don Ricardo.
That's correct. It's a brand new composition, actually, written by a gentleman who just retired from a high school band teaching job in Spring, Texas. And has one of the most successful high school band programs actually in the nation. It's a piece that was actually written in honor of a gentleman by the name of Richard Crane in Texas, who's one of the great band masters of all time in that particular state. It takes this; it's really in the style of a Spanish pasodoble, but it's got a contemporary flair to it a bit. So that's what we start the program with.
All right. And you've got some other music as well, including one that intrigues me called Alain Machaut. Now, Guillaume Machaut was a great Renaissance composer. Is it based on some of his pieces?
It actually is. And the composer is a gentleman by the name of Andrew Boss, who's a really upcoming young composer. Andrew took several pieces by Machaut and actually incorporated them into the composition. And but at the same time, his use of things like timbral modulation and the use of really intricate percussion, colorful percussion, are all intertwined in this piece, bringing some music of the medieval period to life.
That's great. And then after that, a piece called Khan. Any relation to the Wrath of Khan?
No relation to the Wrath of Khan. This piece actually has has kind of an Eastern flair to it. It was written as a tribute piece to for Ray Kramer, who's the director of bands emeritus at Indiana University and good friend of Julie Giroux. It's just an incredibly fun and powerful, tuneful piece that I think the audience will really enjoy.
Now, in putting these programs together, gentlemen, how do you find the repertoire? Obviously, John, you're playing a prize-winning piece, so that's kind of an easy one to find. But how do you put your programs together?
Well, my ensemble is comprised of a lot of freshmen, which I think is a really cool thing that we have a lot of people that are new to the college band scene with this ensemble. So at the beginning of the semester, we try to choose a variety of music that will appeal to these students. As for finding things like Dublin Dances, that's a piece that has been long since a staple of the wind band repertoire for these level of bands. Spark, of course, is award-winning. Percy Grainger's Greenbushes is a staple of the repertoire as well. And then Acrostic Song was arranged by Mark Speed, who is one of the band directors at Clemson University. So we like finding a variety of things that way.
Okay, and Jay, how do you do it? Is it kind of the same way? You're looking for a tuneful program? Or?
Absolutely, and I think what you'll find with the faculty in our department is that we spend a lot of time selecting music for our ensembles, not only repertoire that we think suits our ensemble well, but at Purdue we have the unique ability to program in a way that is incredibly appealing to an audience. We play music that is tuneful, and that, you know, when our audience leaves a concert, they might hum a melody when they leave. We will sneak in a contemporary piece here and there, but you'll never find one of our ensembles playing a program that's exclusively made up of that kind of repertoire. So we know our audience, and we want them to keep coming back.
Jay Gephardt, John Sweet of Purdue Bands Department, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Purdue Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble will be in concert Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center. There is no admission charge for the concert. If you'd like more information, you can go to the band's website. It's purdue.edu/bands/events. For WBAA, I'm Greg Kustraba.